This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Are all four of your kids home?
I have three out of four home, and we made the tough decision to decide to leave the last child in Tampa
to fend for himself.
Oh, for her boyfriend.
Yeah.
She's hanging with her boyfriend. Now, what about which one of the boys has been featured in your Facebook story?
Well, she has just one boy, so.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
What's going on with him? He's taking the car and he's going out, or what is that deal?
Well, no, he's been staying good. He's been staying home, but getting him home was quite the trip.
There it is.
He had to clear out of his dorm, and they gave them very little time to get out, so... he rented a U-Haul, and he loaded his U-Haul. He loaded his stuff. He loaded all of his sister's stuff. And then he went and he dropped off the U-Haul. He jumped on a plane. And then I got a call from Aaron from U-Haul, who said that my son forgot to unload the U-Haul.
What?
There you go.
So he left everything on it? He didn't take anything out?
He left everything in the truck of the U-Haul.
What the?
So,
what was going on in his head?
And his sister,
one thing to leave a box or something, but...
I think it involved a girl named Allison from Wisconsin who maybe a new girlfriend, I think. So maybe he was a little distracted.
He forgot
but your
everything.
Stuff, everything in the truck.
Everything in the truck, yes.
You're going to have to post some pictures of Allison from Wisconsin.
She must be hot.
She's got to be a Dairy Queen.
Super hot to make him forget everything.
Every single thing.
Did he bring a suitcase home at least?
He did bring his suitcases home. And thankfully, Nicole and the boyfriend stayed behind because they rescued all of Adam's things.
How about the lady from the U-Haul company calls up and they left the U-Haul truck filled?
I'm sure it's not the first time they've had that situation.
I bet it is.
People escape quickly.
It was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when Adam got on the plane, and at 4:10 they called me, so there was nothing I could do to even get him back.
Holy cow. Well, all right. Another exciting chapter.
It's probably not stuff he needs at home anyway. It's probably, stuff for the dorm.
Another exciting chapter in the Sue Aller family reality show.
Yes.
No doubt about it. All right.
Welcome
I hope to get
Aller
to,
Island.
Hope we get to see you soon, girl. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Miss you guys.
See ya.
Yeah. I read that whole story and I went, about a week ago it happened,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And I went like this. That sounds like something from a show on TV.
Wow.
I'm betting that U-Haul, because U-Haul does this thing where they sell stuff that has been abandoned and that nobody ever comes back for.
Everything. He just loaded them up the day before, the day of.
Wow.
That's an episode of Tiger King right there.
That's all right, missing
is the Tigers.
I interviewed a Fordham student who was in Spain.
Uh-huh.
She had like 6 hours to get out of the country.
Can you imagine?
You know, they barely booked the flight, and then they did the lockdown. She would have been stranded in Europe if she hadn't gathered up as much as she could and got out in 6 hours.
Absolutely. Wow.
By the way, are they charging kids for their dorm rooms, even though they can't use them?
If they close the dorms, you get a refund. Some schools recommended you leave, but they weren't going to close them because then they'd have to. But now I think a lot of them realize we have to close them, so they did. And you get a refund on that. You don't get a refund on classes because you're still doing them online. And a lot of places are going to this pass-fail thing as opposed to grading because it's just so difficult.
And guess what? Mm. Everybody's going to pass. I mean, you really got to screw up to fail now because they've got to make some kind of accommodation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I read this deal about the gyms. Some of the gyms that are closed aren't refunding the money.
They're still charging. That's right.
Yeah, they're still charging them. Mm. Well, people are really pissed about that, too.
Sure, of course.
Not all of them. I'm not going to use any names because I can't remember which one. I might get the wrong one. I don't want to do that. I'm not as bad as my Alzheimer's dog, but I don't remember which one it was. It's The Big Show live on CBS FM.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Patty Steele and John located in beautiful Montclair, and our friend Brad Blanks, located on the east end of Long Island.
Hey, Scott, Patty, John, how y'all guys?
Good, good.
Did you see Mayor Bill de Blasio decided he's going to give daily updates on the coronavirus? I guess he heard about how popular that the governor's
become.
You know, big sex symbol now, Patty says.
Yeah, well, the women love him as much as they love Cuomo.
I don't think so.
He's a little late getting on the bandwagon.
He's also married, which, you know, part of the interest in Cuomo is he's now single, and so everybody's going, ooh, up for grabs.
He's rich and available.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're at that 16 days now of lockdown, Scott. This was the weekend where things could have got shaky in marital statuses, you know, at home with the kids. You know, a few mates have gone sideways. They want out of the house. I'm still having a good time with my wife and kids. We're doing pretty well. We're very happy.
Do you give yourself a little space? This is the discussion I had here last night. I said, you know what? If we're all going to be locked up in this place, we need to, like, allow space. Like, if somebody just gets up and walks out of the room, not this, where are you going? You know, why don't you come back and watch a movie with us? Why don't you? I'm like...
Yep.
We got to let everybody have their space. Otherwise, you're going to go crazy.
You need some projects. I actually, Scott, you'd be very proud of me. I built a greenhouse.
What?
Yes.
You built a greenhouse?
I built a greenhouse. I bought a power drill, which is very exciting. They make you feel very manly when you pull the button on a power drill.
Or womanly.
Sorry, Patty. And I built one. Yeah, I'll send you some photos. It was fantastic.
What did you use? I gotta see that.
Yeah, I put some plastic. I bought some plastic, some PVC pipes, and then I drilled it all together. And it's called a hoop greenhouse over my veggie patch.
And this is for medicinal marijuana that you're growing?
No. You probably could put a bit of
medicinal broccoli.
That's right. But look, Scott, I know you love going on social media and checking out what's going on. My biggest controversy that I find on social media now on Twitter is when you go on and you see which celebrities are trending and you get very scared into thinking that maybe they've passed or maybe they have corona or what's going on. And
right.
the biggest name overnight is Quincy Jones.
And
I go on there and I'm like, oh no, Quincy hasn't passed. And I click on. And it's actually the millennials versus the boomers of who the better music producer is, Quincy or Kanye West.
Oh, for God's sake.
Interesting.
Quincy or Kanye West. Quincy did all the Michael Jackson's songs and the albums.
Sinatra.
Yeah, Ed Sinatra, yeah.
That's right. Another pretty popular fella.
That's right.
This is the new incarnation. Except, who has he produced? Who has Kanye produced?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z doesn't need Kanye. Jay-Z can do it himself. Don't you worry. Don't worry about Jay-Z.
And the next one was Jennifer Connelly, and that was, and I thought, oh no, Jennifer Connelly, you know, this what? Beautiful actress.
Right.
And all it was a deep dive into her career. So she's fine. They were just posting photos of when she was 15 years of age and danced with David Bowie in the movie Labyrinth, which actually is a bit creepy if you remember that dance scene.
And that was trending on Twitter.
That was trending on Twitter. And then the big one is John Krasinski. And I'm like, no, John Krasinski.
Oh, no, no.
No.
Doesn't
a
have
Quiet
growth.
Place.
And, no, he was trending because he started a internet chat show and his first interview with Steve Carell, celebrating the 15th anniversary of The Office.
Yeah,
sure.
That's right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, what about your kids? What are they doing with their spare time?
Yeah, no, look, the weekend was a bit, you know, as John could attest, the weather was pretty poor, and we were inside a lot. Harvey figured out how to hack the system. He's playing a lot of video games, and he says it's social because he's also, at the same time he's playing Fortnite, he's FaceTiming his friends who are playing it as well. So
you got a hot new girlfriend?
Boy. No girlfriends? No, not yet. He hasn't got any girlfriends, but
this is just the beginning.
It's a matter of time, Brad. It's just a matter of time.
Having raised two boys, keep them away from the video games.
We've gone through The Office. We're up to season 3 now of The Office. We're loving that. And we watched Saturday night, family movie night, we watched The Natural, starring Robert Redford.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Great Excellent. Baseball movie.
Yep.
Great movie. And the question is, why did that woman shoot Roy Hobbs? We can never figure it out. Why did she do it? Yeah, at the beginning
it's
of the
It's been movie. A while for me. Wow. I don't know. I don't have any opinion on that. Been well, quite a while.
You got to watch it. It's a fantastic movie. Watch it again. We loved it. Good family.
I think he was spending too much time in his greenhouse, if you know what I mean.
Brandon,
we watched.
Go ahead, Patty.
No, I was just going to say, we watched The Big Lebowski again, and that movie never fails to make you laugh.
That holds up really well.
It really does. What a great
movie. Brad, did you guys spend any time watching the Living Room concert last night?
No, we're all in bed early. We shut things down about, you know, 9 o'clock. We're going pretty well here.
Yeah. All right. Pretty good.
Like Elton John, he did have a piano, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did have
at
a piano.
At the end, finally.
He found one.
Yeah, like a little
it
keyboard.
It wasn't a baby grand. I guess he found it in one of the closets or one of the kids said, Daddy, you have a piano. You're lying to the people. Something like
great
that.
Kid.
Hey, what do you think Elton John's doing during the day? What does Elton John do? Just walk around a lot?
I think he's playing with the kids a lot. He probably enjoys that.
Maybe writing a song. He can do that.
Good. That's great.
All right, Brad, I got to go. I got to get ready for the big Celine Dion celebration. Louis hasn't laid in on me on that yet, but we got to play a Celine Dion record after 9.
Okay.
Listen to Patty. She's very excited about it, too.
Yeah, well.
Great pop-up.
Hey, Brad, I know you were on Twitter all weekend. Did you see our friend Ron Cohen, that little video that he put up?
Yes. Fantastic.
The 7 o'clock tribute to doctors in the city.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I saw a lot of those pop up last night. So every night they're all doing it, right? 7 o'clock in New York.
Yeah, 7 o'clock they all go out in the balcony, they open the windows, and they all start clapping and cheering. And it's all for the doctors who are working so hard in the city and the entire tri-state area. And today is National Doctors Day, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Well done. What they're going through, it's incredible.
All right, Brian. All right, Brad, go do something.
Get another
project going. Build another greenhouse.
Yeah, I'll send you the photos.
See you later, buddy.
Bye.
8:40 coming up. We got to talk to Broadway Bill Lee. He's got a few things he wants to discuss. I don't know if he's watching Tiger King or not, but we'll find out. This is The Big Show on CBS FM. Checking in this morning from his... from his humble abode, ladies and gentlemen, our friend Broadway Bill Lee.
Ooh, good morning, you guys. Hey, you know a morning show is out of material when they go to me at 8:50.
Stop it.
We should have gone to you at 6 o'clock.
We've got plenty of material, Bill, believe me. I got Lucy, my dog, wandering around here. If I need, I'll talk to her.
Wait a minute.
You're right after Lucy. No.
For God's sake, Scott, put some pants on, will you?
You know, this is the first time, because I keep reminding thinking I'm going to go in the bedroom and put some pants on. I keep forgetting or haven't had time to do it. And this is the first time I think I've done 3 hours of a radio show in my jockey shorts.
You know, you got to really think about trying something other than leopard underwear, though, really.
Yeah, maybe just some tidy whities.
Now, what'd you think about the Concert for America, the living room concert last night? I know you watched a lot of it.
Yeah, we were texting back and forth, and I thought it was just awesome. I loved Shawn Mendes with Camila. I thought, especially, too, when they did Billy Joe Armstrong, loved that. But the Backstreet Boys, I want it that way.
Beautiful.
That was just wonderful. I thought I actually had my spirits lifted when I saw that show. And Elton did a great job. It's just good.
Except when he fibbed about his piano. I knew he had one.
Well, he likes those big baby grands or big grand pianos, and he did not have one of those. So
you know what? Here's what I really think is that he did not want to sing. He just wanted to host it. Mm-hmm. And I think the producers kept bugging him and said, come on, you got to sing. So if you listen to Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, he's not doing, you know, it's not really Elton-ish. It's just he's kind of talking it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it still sounded good.
Those producers, Pullman and Sykes, they can be pretty persuasive, trust me.
Yeah. They did a great job. Kudos to them and everybody over at iHeart and Fox.
Absolutely.
But I just thought that Surgeon Dr. Elvis was great.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah, I've got to be honest. I have not seen The Tiger King yet because I'm still stuck on Ozark. It's just
that's what we were watching last night.
Can't look away from.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Man. Tiger King is the next logical step after you put up with Ozark.
Yeah. I can't wait.
No matter what you think from hearing people talk about it, it's nothing like you think, and it's just completely different and crazy.
Yeah.
Now, other than that, I have been doing so many meetings on Zoom, I'm getting to be great at this.
I know, right?
And I read a statistic the other day on the radio. 12% of the people on Zoom refuse to use the camera option because they're actually sitting there naked, Scott.
Oh, not nude.
12% sit there nude?
Yeah, that's true.
Other 88% of us have to learn lighting and background. Once we get that down, boy, we've got Zoom.
It's so funny. I was talking to Dave, Dave Stewart, who's producing our show this morning, and he says, I was talking about all my desk here in my little humble abode is just covered with different sheets and things and newspapers and all the stuff that we, you know, so we don't have to talk about my dog on the show. And he says he's got the same thing in the CBS FM studio. But the great thing is he can leave all the papers there because when he comes in tomorrow, it looks exactly the same because nobody's been in the studio.
Nobody.
I know.
Nobody moves anything. It's creepy, like a ghost radio station.
Yeah.
It is. And you want to know something creepier? I went in on Saturday real quick. I just ducked in and ducked out to pick up a couple of things out of my locker. And I just went around, and every studio is exactly like that. It's ghostly.
Yeah.
We've got like 7 different radio stations in one building, and they're all empty.
Except the news stations. They're
news stations, they're there.
Yeah, they are there, and what they're doing is they're alternating studios, and they clean each studio while the other guy goes into a new studio. You know how they go back and forth hour to hour? So they go into another studio, and the initial one gets cleaned, and then the other guy goes next door.
Yeah, I know. The guy literally just came through now and did ours while we're talking to Broadway on the phone in this break here.
Yeah.
So that means you're completely clean now.
Well, I am now. It wasn't 10 minutes ago.
All set up.
Now, Dave, are you nude now or are you wearing clothes?
No, I've got the leopard skin.
Okay, you've got the leopard skin.
Right, just boys. Panties.
It's disintegrating quickly.
Your butt.
Twinsies.
Okay.
8:57. Thank you, Broadway Billy. You're going to be on this afternoon, correct?
That's absolutely correct. Live from the basement on CBS FM.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.